con sta roba ci salta.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. And this is our first episode live from Basel. And also our first interview in Basel on site.
Yeah, you've had a really busy day. What time did you get there this morning? Like 9 o'clock, and you had to rush right off to the interview already?
Yeah, it's the life of a wanted Eurovision expert and journalist, you know. They fly you in and then you go there immediately. I was landing at 9:30 and the appointment was at 11. And yeah, somehow I was still earlier than Jan, who was already in Basel the day before. But yeah.
That's... Why am I not surprised?
Yeah.
And we before we listen to the interview, though, you were super lucky being in Basel. You got to see the dress rehearsal this afternoon. The jury show just finished as well. Any moments stick out? Anything we should be looking out for tomorrow night when we watch live on TV?
The whole show is great. I think many songs have really leveled up their game with the staging. I'm looking at Belgium, who has done an amazing job. You know, people were getting tired of the song, and Red Sebastian said, "Not on my watch." Sweden has leveled up the game from Melody Festival, and Albania is still amazing. Cyprus is really something you've not seen before. And Switzerland is also so beautiful. I think it's going to be an amazing show tomorrow. And yeah, I think, do you have any new qualifier predictions?
Huh, that's going to be really tough. I don't know. I still feel really strongly that we're going to see a shock non-qualifier. Personally, I'd be happy if it was Estonia, but from what I've seen, the little clips I've seen, maybe Norway could do it too. I don't know. It's not the easy 10 I thought it was going to be when we just had the studio versions, put it that way.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty clear right now. I also think Estonia and Norway could be like potentially in danger, but I do think they will make it. I think Portugal is dead meat right after Sweden. It just doesn't feel, you know, connecting to anyone after Sweden. Azerbaijan, the vocal is just not there. The song is a bit too weak. Croatia as well, is they did what they could, but still the song is just not there in my opinion. And then unfortunately, I think Iceland and San Marino will be the other two who leave us. But I would rather have Iceland than Estonia or Norway.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited about San Marino. So if that doesn't qualify, that could ruffle a few feathers. Portugal doesn't surprise me, though. It's never really, you know, been something I've enjoyed this year. Even back when it was in Festival da Canção. I'm going to Portugal after Eurovision. I would love to go to a bar some evening and sit down with a glass of wine and listen to Napa sing. It would be fantastic. It just, I don't know, it's like it sticks out in Eurovision. It just doesn't belong with the other songs for some reason. I can't quite say why. It's just a weird song in the mix. I don't know. But we've seen weirder songs qualify. You never know. San Marino could go through and Red Sebastian could be out. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. And we asked Tau Tomatoes, of course, how they are going to spend semifinal one. We met them in their hotel. We had a lovely chat. We played a little game. We did some different Burman in different languages. And I would say, let's listen to it now.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what they had to say.
This is us. This is our first on-site interview in Basel, actually, with Tau Tomatoes from Latvia. How are you doing, girls?
Hello.
Hi. I'm doing great.
How was your trip from Latvia to Basel? How was your journey?
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was excellent. Easy, smooth.
And I always, you know, I try to do my best with names, not how tomatoes. Did I say it correctly?
Perfect.
Yes.
Because I've seen some confusion on social media. What was like the weirdest pronunciation you've heard of tomatoes?
Tatamatoes?
But no one can say it worse than tautumaitas, because it means a bad word in Latvian.
Oh, no.
And you should avoid calling us tautumaitas.
That's good. Say it to the camera.
Yeah.
Don't call.
Please don't call us tautumaitas, because that means something bad in Latvian.
Good to know. Take notes, everybody who's watching.
Yeah.
All right, so the big day is coming very close now. Today are the dress rehearsals for semi-final one. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's the first semi-final. How are you going to spend the first semi-final? You still have some time to breathe, but I'm guessing you're going to follow it. Are you going to stay here in the hotel? Do you have any plans?
Well, our delegation leader suggests us that we stay in the hotel, that we stay calm. We will watch it probably together on the screen somewhere here in the lobby. And we are going to keep rehearsing our choreography and just trying to get into the state, into the right state of mind.
I think that's smart, yeah. And is there like a specific moment you're most nervous about, like the televised performance or the qualifiers announcement, or what is like the biggest stress?
All that.
That would be like, oh my god, this will be a nerve wracking.
That's the worst always.
For us and also for our friends, because we have made good friends with other participants, and it will be really sad to see who will be behind the line, because someone has to. But
so even if you make it, you might not be able to celebrate fully because you're sad for somebody else. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, your song has got some attention on social media, and especially, you know, the Burman, Burman, Burman part is so, I think it's gone viral, is it? When you wrote the song, was that intended, you know, to be like, you know, this really catchy, you know, this kind of, you know, it feels like a spell to me. Of course, I don't speak Latvian, but it feels like, you know, you're enchanting me with this Burman, Burman verse.
That's exactly the right message you got, because it is a spell, and it's not just some words we have written and now happy that all are singing, but those are actual ancient spell words that people are singing to protect them. So all might not even know that by singing this song they are doing good for them. But
it's not only catchy, but it's good for them.
Yes. That's great, but I was looking into the translation, of course, and you know, I read Burman Laimi is bring me luck, but also Bur is a very, you know, word that doesn't translate.
We say maybe enchant or put a spell, something
like that. Yeah. So it's magic.
Yeah.
So of course you're...
But you know, it's like an affirmation as well. Mm-hmm. If you repeat the words, you start to believe them and it comes true. So it works that way.
And this is why we need different languages in Eurovision too, because you cannot do this with English or just with the same languages.
Yeah,
so thank you for that.
Yeah, our pleasure.
And you are only the second Latvian entry that is fully in Latvian.
Yeah.
And the last time was?
Crazy!
2004.
Yeah. And also a song about happiness.
That matches. But it's about time. So thank you very much for that. So you're, of course, you're six girls. Do you speak any other languages combined to you?
Well, we for sure speak Latvian, English. Asante speaks also Spanish a little bit, Russian a little bit,
German.
And some of us also speak Latgalian,
which is a dialect, but it's a different language.
Yeah, we count it like a language.
Yes, of course it counts. So as I said, we're the Building Bridges podcast, so we build bridges to different cultures, different languages, and we've prepared a little game. As we said, Burman Laimi is not really translatable, but we still try to translate it to other languages. And let's see if you can guess which language it is.
Okay.
We like this.
Burman Laimi. The first one should be easy because one of you speaks the language. It's Beschwöre mir Glück.
German.
Yeah, the host language. Okay, the second one I'm gonna butcher, but it's Uroči mi srečo. correct, yeah.
It's some Slavic to it. Can you repeat?
Uroci means srećo.
Srećo. Can it be Polish or maybe Slovenian or Czech or something, Slovak or...
You're very
like
close.
That.
Yeah, you already said it.
Slovenian?
Slovenia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was like...
All right, the next is Trollo from Luca Otme.
Oh, this is
Scandinavian.
Yeah. So which one?
Can you repeat?
Norway.
Trollo from Luca Otme.
Swedish?
It is Swedish, yeah. The most Eurovision wins, of course it has
yeah,
to be.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one, even if you don't speak it, I think the sound is giving it away, but it's Conjure moi du bonheur.
French.
French.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. You're very good at this.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, one last one. I'm going to butcher this as well, but it should be quite similar to it's Usburgman Leine.
Oh,
Lithuanian. So it's very close.
Yes.
So, do you think it would work in other languages as well, the enchanting part? The
sounds like yes.
Yeah.
Can you try maybe in German? It's Tauba, Tauba, Tauba.
Yeah, okay. What
Tauba.
Is that?
Tauba. Can you say?
Tauba,
Tauba.
Tauba. Tauba, 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 Tauba. And that's it?
And then
Tauba.
We need some.
Mich. It's like me.
Ah, Tauba, Mich, Gluck. Tauba, Mich, Gluck.
Yeah.
Viel Gluck.
Or Tauba, Tauba, Mir, Gluck.
Let's
try it.
Okay.
Tau Tomatoes is singing. We're in Basel, so they're of course singing in German now. Wurmen Leine in German.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Tau, 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 Tau,
Tau, Tau, Tau, Tau, Tau, Tau, Tau, Tau, Tau, Tau, I get chills. So, I think you could say, and it wouldn't have to make sense. I think just the harmony.
Yeah.
You want to try one more language? You
yes.
Can pick.
Yes.
I have Swedish, French, Lithuanian, Slovenian,
Swedish.
Okay, so it's trolla, 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 like trolling.
Yeah.
You know, trolla, 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 trolla. And then it would be Luca Otme.
Luca Otme.
But yeah, I think it makes more sense in Latvian still because
yeah.
It's very thought
yeah.
through. And yeah, thank you again for singing in Latvian, for bringing your native language. I think this is the value of Eurovision in a way.
Exactly, that's what we think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it in Latvia? Because in Eurovision, as we said, it's very rare. Is there a big like Latvian music scene, or are Latvian artists mostly singing in English?
Well, mostly I would say in English,
but
in
Latvians appreciate the Latvian artists who sing in Latvian.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if you want to that your song is spinning around the radio in Latvia, then you should 100% wrote a song in Latvian. So,
yeah. But at the same time, Latvians tend to be a bit that. They're not confident that Latvian language can compete in Eurovision. So that's also one topic we want to bring to Latvians, that Latvian language is beautiful and we can compete in on a big stage with it. And everyone understands the meaning that we're bringing.
Yeah, we don't need to be afraid that our language someone would not understand. It's the music and it's the art that speaks, the feeling.
People can look up the translations and
yeah,
it usually makes more sense, you know. It's if it's poorly translated in English, it's a lot more evident, but if it's, you know, really like a poetic song in its native language, that's, I mean, Lithuania is recently always sending in their native language,
yes.
I hope Latvia is continuing that streak,
of
course. But of course, you've been rehearsing already. You've changed your outfit from Supernova too. You had like, you know, like your fairy aesthetic, you kept it, but it's now like bodysuits. Mm. I wasn't sure if they're gray or if it's just the lighting or the greenish.
They are wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which outfit was more comfortable for you?
This.
Really?
This.
Yeah.
It feels like a second skin. You actually don't feel it really.
Okay.
So it's very comfortable. And also it's just easier to put on the costume. There's less layers.
Yeah. So yeah, you feel like you're nude on stage, or does it make you feel?
No. Not really nude, like just really
free.
Like in your trainers. Free, but also we kind of grow with this image. We grow with this so we are not ourselves on stage anymore. Like when we wear beautiful dresses, we are like, okay, I need to find my personality in this dress, but here we don't need to express our personalities. We express personalities, but they are mystical, like something different, something artistic, and that's amazing.
Mystical and artistic is a good keyword because you said you're casting a spell.
Mm.
If your spell works, what should it do to the television audience on Thursday and on Saturday, of course?
They should all feel happy.
Yeah.
They feel, oh my god, I feel so happy.
Yeah.
I need to
vote for them. But we see a lot of reaction videos and we can really see that people, like, they listen to our performance, they see our performance and they start to cry, or just they're like so amazed and they like have this special moment with themselves, and it is so beautiful to us.
Yeah,
that's what we want to bring to audience in Eurovision as well.
So the spell is working.
Yeah,
even on me, you just did 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was, I had chills everywhere. So maybe finally, because we talked about Latvian and the Latvian language, is there a word in Latvian that you think is really beautiful and that you think everyone should understand?
Lime.
Lime.
Beautiful word. It's also a name of a goddess in Latvian folklore. So lime.
It's a happiness. Oh, it's a combination between all these words: luck, happiness, and fortune.
Beautiful. All right, thank you so much. Of course, you have a busy schedule. There's a lot of other things to talk about. You collaborated with Vesna, for example.
Yes! Please go listen to our collaboration song with Vesna.
With the song.
Yes.
It's both, you know, girl bands with harmonies.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So thank you so much. Best of luck for Thursday.
Thank you.
The spell will
you.
Work on us and on everyone in Europe, hopefully.
Yeah.
And see you on Saturday as well.
Thank you
so much.
Perfect.
Once again, a huge thank you to Tatu Meitas. Lovely, lovely girls. I really hope we will see them on Saturday. But that is a question for Thursday. And tomorrow is Tuesday. So we'll first talk about the first semifinal tomorrow, which is already happening tomorrow evening. We're almost there.
And they're in the, I guess, if we're going to give or choose a semifinal of death, I guess it will be semifinal two. And they're in there, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah, like we were saying before we listened to their interview, semifinal one that, you know, previously many people thought was pretty much set in stone, there might be some cracks there. There might be some opportunities for some countries to really shine and get through. So, yeah, we'll see. I can't wait. We'll be back tomorrow night to talk about the 10 that get through and maybe set up a bit of a preview for semifinal two as you head into Wednesday, because you'll be in the arena again. And you live blogged today what happened in the arena, did an amazing job. And you'll be back, of course, Wednesday for the dress rehearsal of semifinal two. So if you're out there, you're not in Basel, you want to know what's happening, want a bit of a sneak peek, be sure to go to buildingbridgespod.com. Wednesday, Sebi, what time approximately will that start?
I would say like 3:30.
Yeah.
CET.
Yeah, about. That's about Swiss time. You think they'd be a bit more punctual, but or pünktlich, but maybe not. Yeah, so 3:30 Central European time, and you'll be getting some updates on Sebi on all that's happening in semifinal two. Probably like today, up until they kicked you out. What was it, after the first recap?
Yeah, they wanted to leave some things a secret, like the interval acts, like the new voting announcement. And that is all more reason to get excited for tomorrow night to see how it's going to play out.
I can't wait. And of course, I get to vote. You don't this time, but then you'll get to vote, I guess, on Thursday night.
I will, yes. You can find more of our interviews and our content from Basel on our socials, which are at Building Bridges Pod. And of course, as Dave said, our website is buildingbridgespod.com. And tune in next time for our next episode, which will come out already tomorrow. Bye-bye.